So I guess the question, you know, musical questions are often rhetorical, and that really doesn't serve anyone unless we take them personally. So if we ask ourselves what's going on and who's going to bring the love today, if it's not you, who is it going to be? It's got to be, right? It's got to be. And I know, you know, that many of us have concerns, and let's just, you know, talk about the Trayvon Martin case and have concerns about it, and what do we do with that? What do we do with that? And I indeed am grateful that we have a philosophy and a way of being and practicing in the world that gives us a way of being, a tool to be in right relationship with things that happen to us. And even though we do react or we take things personally, there is a larger work that is to be done, and it is indeed up to every one of us to do it. To that end, last week I started what will be our series for the whole summer based on this terrific book, Three Simple Steps. Simple, but not easy. And this is a way of practicing. And we're really going to examine and practice being in this complex world of ours, and how do we be a force for good, experience the world, which we would like to experience, without fear or isolation or resentment. You know, very, very grown-up stuff, but very important work that each of us can do. By way of a simple refresher, and then I'll move on from this, but last week we talked about our understanding in metaphysics and contemporary physics and string theory that thoughts are actually things. We have said this, and metaphysicians from Aristotle on have talked about thoughts being things, and we've taken that in a poetic way, but it is literal. It is not a virtual idea. It's a literal idea that thoughts are things. String theory, which is an examination of subatomic particles, the true foundation building block of the universe, understands that at base, at root of all things in our world, it's composed of strings. And when they do illustrations of them, they look like little rubber bands, and they vibrate like this. They are impulses. This is a big rubber band I have. They are impulses of energy and information. Energy and information. And since we know that things, matter, can never be created or destroyed, but they are transformed from one thing to another, an idea takes unformed, what used to be called ether, ground of being, and an idea pops up as an actual thing, a piece of energy in consciousness. And if that thought is, I am a force for good in this world, and I can be effective and powerful in this world, that is a great thought. And how do we protect that thought? How do we enhance it, and how do we build on it? Because as I demonstrated last week also, by the time you get home, you've got all this nonsense that's also vibrating, saying that you're a victim of traffic, you're a victim of violence, you're a victim of the economy, you're a victim of everything. So how do we stay focused and actually build on the very simple thoughts that we want to experience in our world? It takes dedication, and it takes practice, and it is quite simple, and it is very conscious and demanding work. And here's the good news. Every single person can do this and succeed at it, but we must choose it. Because every thought and every reaction, in truth, not even in reality, but in truth, is a choice. Every thought that we have and every reaction is a choice. We have very visceral reactions, gut reactions, to a lot of things. And that is our animal nature, responding quickly because it has, says, some sense of fear. But also, within less than a half a second, our brains can override that and pick a better thought, one that is not rooted in animal behavior, but in fully human, creative behavior. And to the extent that we are willing to be there and to practice that, we will experience that. This is metaphysics and physics at its very basis. I want to take a look at a few things from this terrific book that I discovered. One, it was written by a Brit who now lives in America, businessman. This is a physics and a behavior book. It doesn't talk about God in here, even though it's all God. We know that. Here's a fascinating observation that would only come from somebody who was born in a different country. The tendency for Americans to complain comes partly from a chronic sense of disappointment. Americans are naturally outgoing and optimistic. Expectations are generally high. If you have been to the United Kingdom, you'll understand the contrast with British pessimism. Now, some of us, I know Brian Daly has lived in the UK and in France, and if you have been to a different country, you know how truly class-bound it still is. That who your people are matter, where you went to school matter, everything dictates the opportunity that you're going to have in your life. And it's hard going. If you're not born one of the entitled ones, it's very, very difficult to move on up. In America, and what I liked about this observation, it says tendencies for Americans to complain comes from a chronic sense of disappointment. Why do we have chronic disappointment? Because we expect everything to be easy and convenient. Now, that's a good thing, basically, and that is optimistic. But we kind of expect everything to be done for us. We expect the weather to be perfect. We expect there to be no traffic. We expect this kind of stuff. And though it really kind of never happens that way, we then have something to complain about all the time, even though we are among the most blessed people in the world. Brian Daly, would you join me on stage, please, for a dramatic reenactment? Now, you see, how this works is that we always have an opportunity. And this is what we all know, the lovely and talented Brian Daly, one of our fine practitioners here at the center. We have an opportunity to practice, to be in practice. And let's go to the most obvious thing. And this is about skill building. This is about behavior modification, and for myself, because y'all may be perfect, so I'll say this is something I need to learn to do better. And I'm not being facetious. Very often we will encounter people that we know and like very much, and that we may share a lot in common with. And this is how most conversations go, right? Like if I bump into Brian at Tender Greens, I'll go, "Hey, Brian, how you doing?"
Oi.
Oi. Why, oi?
There were no poop bags in the dog poop bag dispenser today.
And
you know, I have two dogs.
You have two dogs, right.
And the city of West Hollywood let me down again. And the glares I got from people on the sidewalk.
And all the taxes that we pay, and they can't even have poop bags in the
right?
poop dispenser?
So I had to walk another three blocks to another poop bag dispenser to get
God.
A poop bag.
That's you know. The way it is. It's just awful. I'm so bored with this.
I know. I'm just so over it.
I know. God, what do you do? Who do you complain to?
I don't know. Does anyone really even care?
Doesn't look like it.
You know.
They're all so lazy, the people that work at the city anyway.
Do you think the dogs care? I mean, it's like they could have held it, right?
No, but they're not going to do that.
Right.
No. Okay, so where is this conversation going? Clearly down the toilet, right? And we did not rehearse this at all. But clearly down the toilet. And is this like how almost every conversation starts? In West Hollywood, that's right. But not on the valley where life is perfect. So, honest to goodness, like who wants to, you know, I'm sorry this is being recorded, but who wants to talk about dog poop all the time? And yet that's a big topic of conversation. But let's do that again.
Okay.
Let's start all over again and make sure you speak clearly into the microphone so folks at home can participate in this. And if I were really in my practice about being a healing presence in the world, this is what one wants to do when we encounter this kind of situation. So here we are, I'm standing with Maitreya Tender Greens. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Oh, what a day I've had.
Why, what's up?
Do you know there aren't any dog poop bags in the dog poop bag dispenser
here? I forgot that you had dogs. Tell me about your dogs.
Oh, Charlotte, oh my God, Charlotte.
What, don't you love her?
Well, she's the light of my life. Are you kidding?
That's great. When did you get Charlotte?
I got Charlotte 2 months ago, actually.
Oh,
2 months
terrific.
Ago tomorrow.
And how are the two dogs getting along?
They're getting along very well. As a matter of fact, they sleep together now, which
oh,
is great.
Oh, yeah, do they sleep
cute.
In bed with you, too?
Well, she does. He does not, because he's very large. You
know, oh, that's so. The best, isn't it?
Oh, it's just wonderful.
Oh, we're so lucky.
Except she takes up the whole bed.
Oh, well.
She weighs 10 pounds, and she takes up the entire bed.
I know, but there you've got a California king, right? So there's
that's
plenty,
true.
There's
that's
plenty
true.
Of room.
That is true.
Where is this conversation going? It's all about love, right? Thank you very much for your willingness. There is this tendency that we have that, you know, the only thing that we can do together is complain and be victims. And the most powerful thing you can possibly do is to always be redirecting the conversation. Always. And I'm gonna make a claim today that for me, that's what's gonna happen in this building while we're here from now on. And if anybody ever hears me complaining, I ask your support in redirecting my conversation. Because what's going on is what has always been going on and what's going to go on unless we change right now with simple but profound actions. If there's something happening in any of our lives individually, and I must have gotten this from Dr. Walker, obviously, but if you've got something of a distressing nature that you want to talk about here, there's only one reason to talk about it.
Healing.
And the response is, let's treat. Let's treat. We don't need to talk about the weather ever again. We don't need to talk about parking because that's not an issue here. And we don't need to talk about traffic because that is simply a price we pay for living in this beautiful city. We don't need to talk about how bad books, media, movies are anymore because movies are made for 14-year-old boys who are stoned and they're entitled. If it's not for me, that's okay. I'm moving on. I will also be inviting you to a different conversation. While we're here, what you do, I can't monitor anything while we're not here. And that's not my job. But you know, part of this is a coaching arena, this experience. And we can only truly support each other's highest good if we are willing to be for each other in gentle and skillful ways. That does not mean if somebody is telling you something that you really don't want to hear and it's negative and they're complaining, you know, you don't need to say, "You are so boring, don't ever speak to me ever again." Because for every action there's an equal but opposite reaction. I'm so boring, you're telling me I'm so boring? You were so boring in 1964, you've been telling the same, right? And if you can't think of what to say, I learned this from my 5-year-old godson. He was having a fight when I was visiting them in April with his mom. And he realized, this kid's 5 years old. Evidently, he's getting good parenting. He was getting frustrated, and he put his hands on his hips, and he said, can we start again? And he meant that. It was stunning. It was stunning. And the answer is, of course. Let's start again. Let's start again. Yeah. Very simple. What does it take? Consciousness and willingness. Consciousness and willingness. The arena of interpersonal conversation, because it's in your face, right? That might be easier to redirect that conversation than the one that goes on in your own head. Because we're so used to that voice. And we mistake it as being very supportive. But that is even the more important conversation that needs to be directed. And I find when I'm in a loop, I have to talk out loud to myself and say, for the love of God, make another choice. Why are you rehearsing something in your head? Make another choice in conversation. As Dr. Walker did used to say, your self-talk will make you or break you. And that's so much more important than the other things that are going on outside. But what goes on in your own head is by far the most important conversation and really requires diligence. All of us can do it. And in all situations, there is something that we can be for. This is not simplistic positive thinking, but this is real disciplined practice that makes a huge difference. I'll conclude here with this statement. The difference that it makes when we're for something or against it, just complaining. And we talked about how important that was last week. That 16-year-old girl, Malala Yousafzai, spoke at the UN this week, who was shot point blank in the head by the Taliban a year ago. They were killing girls because they were going to school. And she spoke at the United Nations this week. It happened to be her 16th birthday. And she literally said that I am not against the Taliban. This is not about them. Quote, let us pick up our books and our pens. They are the weapons. I want education for sons and daughters of Talibans and all terrorists and extremists. I do not even hate the Talib who shot me. Even if he stands in front of me, I would not shoot him. Why? Because that doesn't solve the problem. The problem is education. For everybody. To be for something and to find a way to be for something, even though unconscionable things happen. The only way we will begin moving as a global culture beyond that is if we are willing to not have oppressed classes. If we are willing to share educational opportunities with everybody, no matter where we are, which of course includes these United States. And if we are for ourselves and willing to be disciplined in the best possible way. You see, life really can be a conversation that it's all going down the toilet. And that's what so much public discourse is about. So let's all move beyond that. individually, as a group, we can be in practice together and really begin to do something to create a world that we are all truly for and might give us something to dance about. There you go. God bless you, friends.